Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Thank you.
you be smart about it. You don't walk into the middle of Clintonville where everybody's going to be bucking off and the baby in detail. Little kids. That's the straight kids. You walking up on something. See, you and kids are all. You could have kids. See what I'm saying? When you're dealing with kids, or not you, let's say somebody would have took that the wrong way, didn't know what was going on, and punched her dead in her head. Then somebody in there who cared about her punched her.
To all the Okay, I am on. I do apologize, everyone. I apologize so much. I called in through Skype. I could hear everything fine. The problem was no one could hear me, and I did not realize it. After a while, I started seeing someone there, then they left, seeing there, and then I started to wonder whether or not anyone could hear me. And when I went back to Skype to correct, it basically crashed the computer. So I do apologize. And this is Playing the Prophet, Christmas in July. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. Now, you can call in to 646-716-7994. Again, that number is 646-716-7994. And please do call in. And we'd like to talk to you. The chat room is opening back up. And I do have a few questions that I want to pose for you. So I'm going to go back to where we started. And where we started, basically, we're talking about planning, and we started at the why. Why now? Why do in July are we worried about the holiday season? My first question is, when do most of you plan for your holiday season? And do many of you do a strategic plan, or do you just kind of do it as you go along? I mean, you're selling now. You'll do a special promo and put it out for the holiday. But do you do strategic planning to capitalize off the holiday season? Because, you know, this is a time when you know people are going to buy. Are you ready for their buying season? Do you have your message in front of people? And is your product or service their choice to buy? And one of the key reasons, and now I have to open back up all my notes as well, but one of the key things that we have in deciding, and one of the reasons why, is that people are starting to plan earlier for the holiday season. I mean, you do have your segment of people that are just early planners. We have those segment of people. But today and this year, there are more and more people who go online to shop earlier. Why? There are a few reasons that affect this. One, on the internet, you can find information out. You can scout, you can compare shop a lot better. And the relevance of that, especially now since we've been in this bad economy, people are looking for deals. So how can they get what they want for the best deal for the least amount of money and still the best quality? So they're looking for shipping specials. They're looking for all different type of things. One of the key things we have to look at, just as well as the shoppers, what's out? What's the trend? What's the new thing? What is going to be the new Elma? The new Cabbage Patch? What's going to be it for the season? And what, if it is, what is it going to take for me to get it? How much is it going to cost? And how cheap can I get it? So people are starting now to think about that and plan it. And then the other thing is, everybody's not going credit crazy anymore. They know they can't get all of this on credit, and they're really working to do this within their means, so they're planning earlier. They're planning their finances. They're getting a little here, a little there. They're not doing their shopping now, but they're planning. So while they're planning and looking and deciding, your message needs to be out there in front of them. That is why July, and many people earlier, I've read some says really June is their season. Joan Gossier of HBCU Kids answered back. We posted the question on Facebook. Joan said she starts in May with her planning for the upcoming season. So there are just all different reasons, but the different times. But in July is not necessarily an early time, but we have this thing going on called Christmas in July. Now, some people actually run specials at this time, and you may get some of the market. But, of course, to run a special for Christmas in July, you've had to plan that around March. the main thing is that, and especially for our entrepreneurs, our small businesses, our solopreneurs, as we, a lot of us take on a business, decide to take on, and it's not as much as a forethought plan. And we just, we plan and change as we go along. We want to start thinking more strategically, and we want to capitalize off the holiday season. And so in order for that to happen, we need to plan. Now, in that vein, Joan also stated that she has a strategic business plan, a 3 to 5 year plan that she goes back to. Now, industry is stating, and I get this from a toilet paper entrepreneur. One thing, please take notes. Please do take notes. I give out great information, and you definitely need to take notes. And I do have Belito is back here online. Thank you, Belito, for hanging in with me. And he's stating a lot more people are shopping online because of the many discounts and coupons that they can find online. So, again, whether your business is online or offline, it does not matter if you're an offline establishment or an online establishment. You need to be online, at least as far as your message. And with geo-targeting, there are so many great ways people go online to find offline establishments. So they want to find out what's near them. People move, people new to areas, or especially in the urban areas. There's so much reconstruction. I don't care if you lived it all your life. You go downtown 3 weeks later, and a hotel that used to be there, or a store, it may not no longer be there. It could be a whole half a block wiped out. That is how much reconstruction is going on. So we're extremely dependent upon now going online and identifying actually where certain things are. And so just to let our people know about geo-targeting, especially for those of you who have a brick-and-mortar, what happens is people can go online and they can search and see, is there a pizza shop? I live here. I need to know what pizza shops are in the area. Yes, something as simple as a pizza shop. If you don't have an online presence, if you don't have your business registered on Google and in various different places, and you don't have some kind of online presence, when you search, you're not going to come up. And it's free to register your business online with Google. It's free, especially if you're brick and mortar. Register your business with Google, Merchant Circle. There's so many different places, but these places is free to register your business, and these are places where people go when they are looking for a business. So you definitely need to make sure at the very least you have an online listing about your business, and it should be complete. Make sure the title, the name of the business is there, the address of the business is there, a phone number. If you have a website, please put it there. And if you don't have a website, you know what we're going to tell you? Get one. You should have a website. Now, you don't have to have anything elaborate, and it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money, but you do need a web presence. If you're just a store, it could be one, 2 pages. Just something that people can go online, find out about your business, and you can direct them where you want them to go. But you need to have an online presence, even if you are offline brick and mortar. And for those of you who are online and do not have a definite online place, especially our network marketers, our affiliate marketers, you figure, okay, well, I've got an affiliate thing here. I have an affiliate here, affiliate there. Oh, I'm network marketing here, here, here. Even if you're a network marketer, even if you're paying your sole purpose, say you're working with sole purpose and you have that back office website, I really suggest for everyone to at least get yourself a landing page. And we will be talking more about landing pages from some real specialists in the industry. But a landing page is extremely important. That's like a one-page website. But what it will do, yes. Now, what a landing page is going to do for you is, again, it has your logo, your brand, what you want to state, what your business is, where it is, how to get in touch with you, and you can direct people where you want them to go. So if you list all your affiliates in one place, you take a page that's listing all of your affiliates, turn it into a mall, however you want to do that. You need one place and you need to brand yourself, especially when you represent various different companies. You begin to confuse the consumer. So this is a little sidebar, but again, it goes to the strategic planning. You don't want to confuse the consumer. You want to make your message clear and concise. So if you are one, and I know that a lot of our audience are the solopreneurs and we do many different things, you want people to focus in on you, even as you develop other brands. One of the things I did was this year was brought in TaylorAdamsForMe.com, and I'm still developing it. But it's my marketing website, and it's the main thing that I do. But in marketing, I represent so many other people, just like I did marketing for the Nicetown CDC here in Philadelphia. The past couple of years, I have their page, and someone needed to be added as an administrator. They called me. And when I'm promoting Nicetown, I only promote it as Nicetown. But people need to know me, that I do Nicetown. I do Black Business Space Value Tour. I do Live Fandom. I do Images of the Motherland. I have many different clients. And when I promote under their brand is first, but people need to know who I am so that they know they can come to me. And not only that they can come to me, that I can do a quality job and that I will make their brand known. So people can't get confused with Nicetown. They're not sure if it's Nicetown, if it's me, or if it's so-and-so, if it's me, or Jackie represents so many things. I'm not sure what she does. And that's the problem I have gotten. So I have been on a campaign to define me. And so you all need to brand yourself, because you are the person that has the relationship with the client, customer, or potential client or customer. It's you that they're going to believe in. And then you who are going to refer them to another brand, something else. But it's their trust in you that moves everything else. So as our marketing expert Belito states, brand you first, then your product. And Belito Garcia, he is an expert in affiliate marketing. His website is Gentry Living. So if you go to GentryLiving.com. I'm not sure, but in the meantime, he's going to post the link. You can also find him on Facebook. Just put in a search, Gentry, G-E-N-T-R-Y, Living. He specializes in teaching people how to be the best affiliate marketers that they can be. And I know many of us engage in affiliate marketing, so we need to go there and learn. Facebook has landing pages, and it is free. I still suggest that Facebook, you do a customized page. And Belito and I will talk about more about that as we go along. But it is Gentry, G-E-N-T-R-Y, Living, L-I-V-I-N-G.com. And you can learn more about affiliate marketing, and I am going to bring Belito on later, and we're going to talk about the aspect of affiliate marketing. But I want to move on here, and I hate to seem like I'm in such a rush, but it's just that I'm behind because I lost time. I was talking to y'all, and you guys couldn't hear me. So what do we want to look at, again, is the why, and we need to start now. Now, this is notes. Again, we are here. This is a lesson, and it's important that we learn, continue to learn and train ourselves. So you do need to understand. Starting July 5th, yesterday, with the kickoff of the back-to-school shopping season, understand your seasons, too. You need to understand your season. You need to really understand your seasons. What are the shopping seasons? So July 5th, yesterday, kicked off the back-to-school shopping season, and now we begin the countdown to the 2011 holiday season, holiday sales. There are almost 9 weeks between July 1st and September 1st. This is when all of our planning and everything should be taking place. Like we know right now it's July 5th, the kids are in school and all, and parents are thinking about back to school. I got to get ready for back to school. When September comes, they're in school. Now they're on to the next thing, and that is the holidays. so first in just defining the season, and this is how I define it. I may have expanded it, but this is how I really want us to look at it strategically. In defining that season, we have back to school, which we say is starting now July 5th. Next, we have Halloween. We all may not be into Halloween, but it is a big decorating season. So if decoration, decor, or anything like that is part of your business, Halloween is a big season. Now, for those of us, there are many of us who don't prescribe to the Halloween aspect. So in that, a lot of people alternative is still harvest season. It is a harvest season, period. All across the land. It's a harvest season, season of harvest, which is celebrated. And in the decorating, in the harvest season, fall coming in, we have colors. All of those things come in. People are going to change over. They're going to change over from whatever they have for summer decor, for the house, the home, the body, and we change into the fall look. We go back into the home now. Now, summertime, we're outdoors and everything and all. Now we're moving back into the home. So the home becomes important. And what is the significance of this? It's the significance of knowing this and knowing people's movement as to know where to move your business. Now we're coming back into the home. The focus is back into the home. The look of the home, the feel of the home, the warmth of the home. And we're getting ready to go into this loving season of family and connectedness. And so after the Halloween, immediately we have Thanksgiving. And then right after Thanksgiving, we kick off the Christmas shopping season. Now, in between that, we have Chanukah. We have, right after that, we move into Kwanzaa, New Year's, and then right into Valentine's Day. So you really need to look at, like, all of this kind of as one. This is a holiday season. The biggest shopping, again, is done during the Christmas season. That's where people are spending the most money, and right after, because many people, especially young people, or even adults and older people, they get money and gift cards for Christmas. So after Christmas, they're spending, and there are a lot of people strategically target January because they know that there are a lot of sales. And there have been times where I know some companies I've been with as far as affiliate marketing, the highest sales have been in January. So don't sleep on that. So I will type all of this in. I'm going to retype it for you. But at the end of this, at the end of the series, plan to profit Christmas in July. At the end of the series in July, we will publish a free e-workbook for you. So these notes will be in there. We will have places for you to take additional notes, and all of the audio will be there. So you can sit, listen, take more detailed notes. And the main thing for this workbook is going to be for you to work out a plan. We're going to lay it out so that you can work out your plan. You can take your notes, but then we're going to have that back where you're going to do your 90-day plan. Can do your 90-day plan. We're working on cycles. Again, stated earlier that we all work in cycles. And in the cycles that we move in, we work in, we live in, generally 90 days. You need to give, as far as business, you need to give some 90 days just to even test something. And you need that amount of time. You have to define your message, come up with your message, define it, get it out a few times. By the third time that message is out, people will start responding. And that generally at least takes 90 days for that to happen. And so to let you know, too, for us people, not us people, for but people like marketers, publicists, your PR people and all, look, we want to contract you for a minimum of 90 days. So just understand that you really shouldn't contract a PR person or publicist or a marketing professional. You should never even contract them for under 90 days. Because the reality is you're going to get much in 30 days. You're not going to see the feedback. And all you're doing is cutting your throat. Because marketing is quiet at first. publicity is quiet. At first it's quiet. You're putting it out there. People have to get to know you. Always remember, people buy from whom or what they think they know. If they don't feel that they know you, if they feel you're a total stranger, they don't know anything about you, it is hard to get them to purchase from you. And if just think about yourself, a total, you're walking down the street or you're on your way to your car and a total stranger comes to you and says, here, buy this. Now, that can happen outside. That can happen as a pop-up flash on the internet. Just because they came in your face and said, here, buy it, you're like, okay. I don't know you. I don't know you from a can of paint. I'm on my way to do something else. And you're going to keep it moving. But now, if that comes around again, the second time, say next time you're on your way in the house and there's a flyer in your door, it's not so obtrusive now. You'll pick it up, and as you go in, you're going to pick up all the rest of your mail. And when you sit down and read your mail, that will be in it. And there'll be something a little bit familiar about that. You know, you take it, because there's going to be something familiar about it. Whether or not you'll remember, the customer remember, there'll be something familiar because they've seen it before. Guaranteed, by the third time they encounter that, it's no longer a stranger. As long as you keep doing it in an obtrusive way, it's no longer a stranger, and they're open to hearing what it is you have to say. Because it's familiar now. So we have to understand all of those moments of impacts that we have opportunities to impact and touch a person or a customer or a potential customer. I read one time somebody likened marketing unto dating. And I guess the men would say this, like, you can't go take her to an expensive restaurant all the time because your pocketbook ain't going to handle it. So you might wine and dine her at this expensive place once, then one day y'all going to go out to Mickey D's. One day y'all going to hang out in the house and watch a movie or two. It's just different ways and different places that you, how you impact and build that relationship. Because we all don't do the same thing every time. And if you do, they'll get bored. So there are different ways in which you impact and touch, but every time it's an impact. So whether conscious or unconscious, it does get in the psyche. So you need to give time to build a relationship. And for your start seeing the fruits of that. And I say that not just for that too. It's been a young woman. Her name's Brandilyn McGill. I don't know if it's McGill or Brandilyn Gill, but she, if you go on youth pages on Facebook, and it's Brand, BrandAlyn, Brandilyn. She's a young author, young woman, 18. She was very frustrated because the sales of her books were really dropping, and she's living by her art. She's going to school. She had rent to pay. And, you know, I let her know it's a cycle. You know, feast or famine, you know, that's the nature of the beast. But just because you feel like you are in famine land, you're not necessarily so. And you need to constantly keep, they say, leads in your funnel. So even though it may seem like it's famine, when it's famine time, you work harder than ever. You put more money in advertising. And if you go back to one of our past shows when we covered advertising with Randy Fling, COO of Rolling Out Magazine, who we hope to have on our advertising segment here at the end of the month, just waiting for a confirmation from Randy. But Randy stated that this is the time when you're in famine that you advertise. Because, again, you keep pushing it in the psyche. People will respond. It will respond. Another tidbit of information from Bolito. He says, a very common mistake people make is that they get caught up in the process of getting started and lose sight of the long-term goals once their first moment of discouragement arrives. So that's true. And you can't. I mean, you know, that's life. It's not just the nature of the beast of business and sales. It's life. Life has its ups and downs. It's cyclical. We're going to be disappointed. We're going to fall. We're going to fail. But that's the good thing about falling. You had an opportunity to get up, and you got the opportunity to figure out what made you fall and not do that again. So we definitely want to look at that and focus on that. So we've covered the why, and I wasn't moving my computer screen enough, so I had to get it back up. But we covered the why. We need to plan. And we're talking about our seasons. Our seasons, July 5th through September the 1st, 9 weeks. That's when we want to get our planning done. July 5th kicks off the back-to-school season. So while everybody's into this back-to-school mode, summer mode, they're doing, their focus is there. But they still got it in the back of their mind because summer does end. This is when we need to be. We need to plan. We need to get our promos together, and we need to have them ready to get out and launch by September. We shouldn't be planning in September. We shouldn't be thinking about and creating in September, because if you do that, you're not going to be ready before sometime in October. And now you're behind the eight ball. 30%, 38% of people shop online early. 38% of online shoppers will begin their holiday shopping in July. And like I said, why? And the why, and don't mind if I repeat it, but this is really important. You need to know your target audience intimately. 69% will start their shopping in September. Normally they will be thought of as an early bird shopper, but now they are becoming the norm. Why? Again, not as much credit is available, and people are not using credit, so they are planning out their shopping. They don't want to amass massive amounts of debt. So, again, they're planning. They're looking for the deals. They're looking how they can save. They want to spread their purchases out over time, pay as you go. So layaway, if you can do a layaway plan, you need to get on it. And just speaking on that, one of the biggest hits of layaway has been this a travel. It's called, well, you can go to actually layawaytravel.net, and that is run by eBusiness Online, eBiz Marketing. They actually have their layaway travel, but it's Set Travel, which is a travel industry network. They have specialized in developing layaway for travel, and they do all the major events as far as, you know, Black culture. So the Essence Festival, Mardi Gras, NASCAR, NBA, All-Star Weekend, all of those events, Hoodie Awards, it's about 10 or 12 of them a year. All of those major events, they have trips to. And their success has even grown more since they started the layaway. So they tell people layaway, yeah, pay on your travel. Because they know it's hard for people, but because that people layaway and they commit to it, and their business is booming. So that is just a trend, and that is a person adapting themselves to a financial situation. And more of regular customers come back to your website around September. So in that, we're going to talk a little bit about SEO. Right now, what I'm going to do, we have about a half hour left. I'm going to talk a little bit about SEO, play some music, and then we're going to bring Belito on to talk about affiliate marketing in our last 15 minutes. So I'm going to do about 10 minutes here on SEO. Now, as we speak about SEO, first, for those who don't know, SEO is search engine optimization. online, and I know for all of those, believe it or not, I know many of you believe that online is where everyone is, but it isn't. And especially those of you who deal with black culture and black audiences. If that's part of your target market, understand, most blacks are not online. The digital divide still exists. And then you have this generational issue, whether black, white, or purple. Older people are not as many of them love being online. They just don't. There's a distrust factor, and then there's just a distrust factor based on not knowing. And if you don't think that is important, I actually watched back, and it's just amazing how new this is, the computer, really, how new this is. But back in 1991, I was laid off. I worked with the census for the 90s. I worked from 88 through 91. Got laid off in 91. And while I was laid off, there was a program at Wharton, you know, School of Business, part of University of Pennsylvania, for people that's transitioning careers or whatnot to, you know, get your skills together. And there was a course in WordPerfect. Now, I actually figured out everything because I had a background in programming. I've never really had any formal software training. I've always taught myself. But to be an opportunity to attend Wharton, and it wasn't just WordPerfect, but everything else in that course I actually had encountered. The phone systems, the telecommunications, I knew those phone systems inside and out, not just how to use them. I knew how to sell them, and I knew how to move ads and changes. But the opportunity to get a certificate from Wharton School of Business, I wasn't going to pass up. So, but I did not. Was never formally trained in WordPerfect. So I was learning something new as well and networking. Now, at that time when I went there, University of Pennsylvania was just switching. 1991, the University of Pennsylvania was just switching over from a paper system to a computer system. They were just fully doing the switchover. So it's probably been a couple years in process. I saw people lose their jobs because they were afraid that they did not know the computer. And fear will paralyze you. It paralyzed people. They lost their job because they would not learn. And they were moving. They came off of paper, and you had to know the computer to continue to do your job. So I say that to understand, especially when you're dealing in black culture, I'm pretty sure it happens in the Latino market, and when you're dealing with elders in the community, whether Caucasian, Latino, whatever, they are not as into the computer. So you cannot have everything solely based around a computer or assume everyone is going to come online to shop or buy with you. You must have an integrated marketing campaign. It must be offline as well as online. Even if your business is solely online, people are offline. You see people when you go to the store. You see them when you go to the market. You interact with other businesses. There's no reason why you cannot promote offline and drive people online. So just understand you need to intimately know your target audience. That's all marketing is about, the applied science of consumer behavior. Your audience, your customers will tell you how to sell them, but you have to listen to them. You have to get to know them intimately and listen, and they will tell you how to sell them. Now, in search engine optimization, when people come online looking for anything, what's the first thing you do? You go to Google, you go to any search window, you go to search when you're on a website, and you type in what they call keywords. These keywords is what brings up information. For you, search engine optimization means that you need to have your website optimized that you will be found in those search engines. So that comes to keywords. What keywords are you using? And are you at all optimized? So one of the things you need to know for people that do this year after year after year, like, say, HBCU Kids, and that's HBCU KIDZ. You know, I'm always giving a shout-out to our people. We're here to support one another. Now, HBCU Kids has been doing this for a while. So you have a business in existing. What should you do? You should revive your pages, your links, et cetera, from the last season. Not even that. SEO experts are saying it's disruptive, actually, to totally kill them. You can hibernate them, but you don't want to make them dead, because in search engine optimization, there's these things called web crawlers, and they crawl the Internet for information, text. They can't crawl images. In order to crawl images, it has to have an alternate text to it. And take notes on everything I'm saying. When you upload an image and you put a link, and then you have the opportunity to put a title, you always put that title. If you have an opportunity to put alternate text, always put it in there, because search engine crawls text, not images. So it's that text that they will crawl, and that's how they get information. That's how information is fed to the Internet. So you can hibernate them, but you don't want to kill them, because you just want to revive them. So don't get rid of your pages. Hibernate them. You know, if they're on the menu, take them off the menu. Sit them aside, but don't kill those pages, because there's still information out there. Those are still links for the web to crawl. And so when you revive it, it's not as if it's new. You know, you're not always at the bottom trying to move your way up. You're further down, but it's less work. The next thing is it's important to, to try to avoid contextual disconnect, and that's just by killing pages, totally removing pages so they don't have to reconnect. Now, you always want to bring old URLs out of hibernation when the next holiday season begins. Refresh the content and prominently link to it throughout your site's navigation. This will bring the pages back to life with little or no loss of inbound links year after year. Again, what are we saying? Bring your old URLs out of hibernation when the next holiday season begins. So that means by September, you should be bringing those URLs out of hibernation. You refresh your content, update it, and then you prominently link it throughout your site's navigation. What's my website navigation? That's the menu bar. And you should always do a site map whenever you can. Tell people where everything is. But you have your menu bars, where to go or whatnot. You want them displayed prominently within your site navigation so people can see that they're here now. They weren't there before, and it's here, and it's fresh new content. And, you know, by doing this, it doesn't take as much effort to revive your old links year after year. Now, this Internet experts, they're talking about Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future. So they say, in the spirit of Christmas future, the idea of harvesting inbound links to seasonal landing pages isn't anything new. It's just one of those opportunities so many online retailers miss year after year. And it's not just online retailers, even if you retail offline. If you have a service business, it's the same thing. Whenever you do a special promotion that's seasonal, you don't want to kill your links. You can hibernate them. You know, the principle works the same throughout. Now is the time. Again, we're saying July 5th to September 1st, we want to focus on link building. Okay, focus on link building. Right now. Now I'm telling this to focus on link building. So you want to build your links. And next, then you want to make sure that you have plenty links coming into you. So if it's link exchanges that you can do with other partner sites, if you have multiple sites, bring up those links on those sites. Whatever opportunity you have to build incoming links. When you blog and you do your blog posts, always put in links. Have many links coming into you. And in find sites, you can go on Alexa. If you go to alexa.com, alexa.com, it will show you where your site is, traffic-wise, where your website is. And that is one of the things I really have to work on is getting mine together. But it also will show you your inbound links and where they're coming from. And there are certain websites that just are good. They have high ranking, and those will come up first. You want to make sure you're there, like Black Business Space, built by D. Green, great ranking on Alexa. And all the links, every link I had, I forgot that I even had on Black Business Space, just the first ones up. So you want to make sure you have plenty of inbound links and as many high-ranking sites that have your links coming in. So that is where we're going to go with search engine optimization. And backlinks, as Belito says, also brings you back up in the search engines. The other opportunity when we state landing pages, okay, one thing you want to do is to make sure that you check your links. Check the links on your site. Please check the links on your site periodically. Definitely when you bring old links out of hibernation, check them to make sure that they are not broken. The next thing, they're called error pages. You ever went to a page and it says 404? Error pages are wonderful, wonderful opportunities to advertise. People are getting funnier and funnier with your error page. They say, ooh, you landed on a wrong page. No, you didn't. But it's a wonderful way to engage, to continually engage your audience and to connect with them, even on error pages. And so you need to make sure you have your right 404 error pages up, those landing pages ready for when somebody mistypes something when they're looking for the holiday season on your site. And we're going to talk more about that. I think that we'll cover that next week. I will get the schedule up and see when we will cover that, and we will actually have an expert in landing pages to talk to you about that. But right now, the main thing I want you to know about SEO is basically it's search engine optimization. It is how people find you. If you have old links and all, bring them out of hibernation. For your new links that you're creating, next thing we go to are keywords. And this is the one key fact I want each of you to remember. If you have a website, I don't care if it's templated or not, each page on your website should have its own keywords. And how many? You want 5 to 7 keywords. Don't really need to get any more than that. Try to stay within 5 to 7 strong keywords. And each page should have its own keywords, and each page should have its own description. And in that description, which is 250 characters or less, those keywords should be repeated. And not only should those keywords be repeated in those description, and that could be keywords / meta tags, depending on the wording of your host when you're building your site. Not only should it be repeated in the description, it should be repeated throughout that page. Each page, you need to have 5 to 7 keywords. You need to have 250 character or less description, and you need to repeat those keywords throughout the description and that page. Takes a moment, but take time and get it done now. Summertime, take the time and get it done. If that's the only thing you do for the holiday season, even if you're not seasonal, take time to make sure that your SEO is, your website is built for good search engine optimization. And the biggest thing and the hardest thing is finding the optimal keywords. You can put in general keywords and say if Belito, he could just put in affiliate marketing. Well, affiliate marketing is so broad. If he's just dependent upon that, if he hasn't really paid for placement and is that even worth it, his organic search is going to really be low. He's not going to be in the top, the first couple pages on affiliate marketing just by using that word because it's so common and so much competition. So the objective is to find keywords that people actually use. You can't come up with something strange that no one's actually going to type in, but not that are so super common that it's going to be hard for you to compete. And there are different services that we can use to find those out. And I'll make sure I talk about them next week. I'll bring up one of the first things I'll bring up are those services. But you do want to, Google has a service. Google has a keyword tool. If you type the Google keyword tool, you'll find it. It's great because it also, you can put in your website. It's a really great tool. I love it. Helping me know what the competition is, finding out what keywords are actually on my site or what keywords are driving people. You compare this to your stats. And you should make sure that you always get detailed stats, which should tell you what your stats at minimal should tell you which keywords people use to get to your website. So you find out what they are using, and then you find out what related keywords that will drive more traffic to your site, and you adjust them as needed. So what we're going to do, I'm going to play music, bring Belito on, and then we're going to go to we'll talk a little bit about affiliate marketing. And while he's talking, I will type in some of the keywords that you find for the holiday season. What are common keywords for the holiday season? And then what you do, you incorporate those keywords into your website and into your descriptions of different things. But, you know, incorporate them appropriately. So I'm not sure. I don't even know if you... I know you guys heard the other different songs and things that were played. So I'm looking here to see what I can play now. One of the things, this is Mass Degree Radio, and we have a special purpose here where we incorporate into spoken word into everything that we do. Now, I actually had some spoken word to incorporate in, but I'm not sure if everything that I uploaded, there's a new system here. It doesn't appear that everything I uploaded got uploaded because there were some things that I definitely wanted to include in spoken word. So, but we still will, we still have to take that conscious moment. We can't be on here and not have a little spoken word. So what we will do, Tommy Bottoms, he is one of our members, and we'll have some more uploaded next week. I just have a new system, and I have to become adjusted and definitely make sure I do a check. But it's Tommy Bottoms, and it's That's a Revolution. And we'll listen to a little Tommy Bottoms and come right back with Belito of Gentry Living, and we're going to talk about affiliate marketing and the holiday season. I'm not hearing anything. Alrighty. I don't know. Can anyone hear anything? I'm going to ask you, Belito, can you hear anything? Okay, Ken? Nope, he can't hear it. Alrighty. It's a beautiful looking studio. And what's crazy about it, not only can't we hear, I can't find a stop button. Okay. Alrighty. Well, let's do a little Just Greg. Let me see if he'll come on. And no, my audio seems to be stopped. So, alrighty. Since we can't hear... one more time, try Boney James. No, and he's all played earlier. So since We cannot hear. I'm going to bring Belito on now. Belito, can you please call in? 646-716-7994. Can you please call in to 646-716-7994? If you call in, I can bring you into the conversation. And thank you to all of those who came in earlier and you didn't hear me, like Anthony, who let me know he couldn't hear the show. And just to give a shout out to everybody in the Master Griot Radio fam, while Belito is calling in to 646-716-7994. And anyone else, if you have any questions, please call in. Let's get them in. Also, if we stop streaming live, all you have to do is call 646-716-7994, and you can still hear the show. You can just listen. You don't have to speak. But if you want to speak, press 1, and we will bring you on. But we have our Master Griot and the DTA radio group on Facebook, and I just like to give a shout out to everybody who's in the group, Zara, Aras, Chris Lyrical, Anthony Stewart. We have some awesome people, I'm telling you. We have Sean Lee Walt Howard, a.k.a. Max Steele. That's how we know him, M-A-X-X, Max Steele, producer, MC, and on. Raymond Tyler, who will be joining our Live Fans of Media Network. We're going to be in a media network together to impact artists, to make sure that they impact. Raymond Tyler's the man, South Jersey, Philly. He has a couple of FM radio shows, and he puts on great events. Again, his objective and always is to really help the independent artists. He does some great, great things. So just come over to Facebook, type in Master Griot, G-R-I-O-T, /NBBTA Radio. The group will come up. And when the group comes up, we will, when the group comes up, then, just request to join. And it's an open group. And you just be privy to what's going in. And the main thing is just have I'm hoping if you come over that you have a heart for the spoken word artist. The reason we use griots is because we believe that today's black spoken word artists, and I'm saying contemporary because we're going to go way back to Gil Scott-Heron before Nikki Giovanni, the whole era. Spoken word has been the black American griot. Spoken word has been very historical based. It reflects current culture. It is telling our story. So whether or not they realize it or they're just doing social commentation or whatnot, they are the griots, they're the keeper of our cultures. So when they write books, when they record their work, when we're gone and the art lives on, they're telling our stories. They're carrying the living history of an entire people from generation to generation. So I feel our spoken word artists are very special in their mission and what they do, whether intentional or not. But as a community, it's necessary that we support our artists. Honestly, the idea of a starving artist shouldn't exist because they're telling our story. They're carrying on our legacies. If we want our legacies to carry on, how we want them to carry on, we need the artist's voice to make it happen. So whether that's visual, it doesn't matter. The artist's going to live on. Even when our souls pass, we need the artists to tell our stories. We need to support our artists. And at the same time, all them artists, I'm not a role model, I don't blah, blah, blah. The artist at the same time has a commitment back to his community. We can't allow common day hip hop to be the voice of our people. It's telling a lie. So we want the true stories to be told. Our artists, too, have a commitment back to the community. And in businesses, you got a necessary commitment because you keep the community going. You can't ignore the artist. So from the Master Griot, all the way over to the Blankets Face Value Tour, which is help furthering our mission. We are building collaboration between artists, business, and community. Strategic purpose collaboration. So I need you all to get at me. You can Facebook me, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Come to Facebook, inbox me. You can call 215-774-1237 and just ask me how. The businesses, I need you to partner with artists, and I'm going to tell you how to do it strategically. I'm not going to tell you to do it any kind of way. My interest is not just for the artists to make it. If we don't all make it, we don't make it. So beware of anybody that brings you aboard anything. I don't care, even if it's vending. If the vending is not set up, if the event is not structured in a way that you're going to make money, don't vend there. You can't have 20 vendors. You, even if you got 10 vendors and you ain't got 100 people coming through, that's suspect. Because there's only given 10 people, and you divide up 10 people apiece, and then how many people from there are going to buy? It gets even more suspect when you have that small of an audience and you got multiple of the same vendors. When you go out and vend, you know, survey, how many vendors are there like me? What is your expected attendance? They don't know exactly how many, but at least ask how many people plan to attend, how many vendors they plan to have, and then how many vendors like you they plan to have. If that formula does not work, don't vend. You know, we're going to talk about event marketing next week. So in that event marketing, that's a formula you want to look at. Make sure the numbers work out. You know, you want to support people as much as you can, but a lot of times vending is a way that organizations feel that they charge a fee, they make money, and they don't care beyond they making money. They don't feel it's necessary. They don't care, and they don't feel it's their responsibility for the vendor to make money. They feel the vendor, that's up to the vendor. And they're expecting that vendor to bring in an audience. If you wanted to bring the same people with you, you didn't need to take them on a journey somewhere else. Unless you have an audience that can't access you and you have a strong audience in that area, that's different. But you need to make sure that it's meant. And then those of you putting on events, please. I'm a vendor. I've been a vendor on the street, and I vend at events. Make sure you create win-win scenarios. You have more vendors help you, more people follow you. And when you have a following of advertisers and vendors, you also get a following of people because that shows stability, and people trust stability. Just to say that. I'm not sure, but he hasn't called in. Oh, you're on hold in the queue, Belito? Okay, Belito, let me see why I can't see you. All righty. Oh, boy. They're not bringing Belito up. He's on hold. Belito, did you press 1? Can you press 1? Let's see if that will bring you up for me. Okay, so we appear to be having technical problems. So how we're going to have to do this, Belito, we're going to have to discuss in the chat, and I'll have to be your voice. It took you off the host queue. Okay. Try hanging up and calling back in again to 646-716-7994. And if that doesn't work, we'll just work it through the chat. And I guess the first thing I want you to do, you know, for our audience, can you define affiliate marketing? What is affiliate marketing? I'm sure it's a term people hear all the time, but many people do not know exactly what affiliate marketing is. I think many people may get it confused with network marketing. So if we can just start off by defining affiliate marketing. Okay. So he's attempting to call back in, but if he if it doesn't work, it's no problem. He's still going to school us, and we're definitely going to bring him back in on another show where I get to promote him. And a lot of other people will be on. We'll have Anthony Stewart. He's going to come on. We're having a special entertainment edition. So if you are in the entertainment field and you are knowledgeable about planning for the holiday season, and I especially need those, I'm actually going to look to bring some labels on. But I need those that do strategic plans as far as a campaign for an artist. Too many of our independent artists, they make the music, they go in the studio, they get all this money, they'll make an entire album. And then after it's made, after it's finished, after they've gotten a copy, then they promote. That is so not the way, and it's so backward, and so many other things need to be done to prepare the audience. Again, you can't just come up to somebody and say, here, buy. You prepare them. So while you're in the studio, you know certain things. I mean, don't promote while you're still trying to come up with the idea. But once you have, you know, your music, you know what you're doing, you know you're going in the studio, you know you have your schedule. And I would do it, right now singles are it. I would do it single by single. And then as you get more singles, you do an EP, and then you come out with an album. Stop waiting for an album. That's just not the wave. But when you know you're on a tail end, okay, this is all going to be done, production and printed and all, in, you know, 30 days. When you're 60 days out from that, you should be promoting it, 60 to 90 days out. And that's just it. You start talking about it's coming. Once it's actually done, before you even start selling it, you need to get that out so that it's coded, it's ready for review, it's ready to be charted, blah, blah, blah. So you definitely want to do that. Belito, he didn't come on, so he's defining it. Affiliate marketing is when a company or business rewards an affiliate for generating traffic and sales to the business using their own methods of marketing. Okay, it's for the business or product. So if somebody has a product or business and say you really want to get it out, you want to use the mode of affiliate marketing. Like I hear, and you heard it here, you know, it's not fully out there, but, you know, upfront words that Azania is supposed to be developing an affiliate marketing program, and, you know, Azania is like the bomb. So in that, what Azania wants to do is spread its wings. And it's saying, okay, I can't just do all the marketing. I kind of want other people to help me. And because Mary Jo trusts you, Bob, if you become an affiliate marketer, and because you, Bob, have it on your site, Mary Jo may buy it quicker from you than she would from me because she knows you. So, okay, Belito just called back in and he can't get connected to the show. So, and that may be because we've stopped streaming live, Belito. And obviously some technical issues. And it may have started with me integrating the Skype, I don't know. But we're no longer streaming live, and so people really can't hear us. Says that the show is over, and if yes, the show hasn't actually ended. We're still on air. But no one can call back in. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring Belito back on next week. Next week is July 13th, and we're going to start off talking about affiliate marketing, and he will be our special guest. When the promos go out, his name will be there, a link will be there. You can go check him out, learn a little bit more about affiliate marketing, and learn what we're going to be basically talking about is how to incorporate affiliate marketing into your holiday promos, into your holiday season, how to incorporate it, whether it's you establishing your business as affiliate marketing or you being an affiliate marketer. for other products, but how do you incorporate affiliate marketing into your holiday planning? So that is what Belial is going to talk about. He can even no longer hear me. So that's next week. We'll be back on. I will speak to you then. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and we are ending this first session of Christmas in July, Plan to Profit for the Holiday Season. Next week, we promise you a even more dynamite show, more dynamite information, and we're getting all the quirks out the way. Have a great day. Peace.